Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
And now on his sixth mile of the day, David Spoon.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Oh, what's that? Local, national, and heavenly talk. Do bodies make that kind of noise? I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Woo! Oh, my goodness gracious. By the way, we have, and I want to talk about this. This is going to need to kind of change the tone, get a little serious here. I had a chance to meet with Tommy Hawthorne last week. I think it was last week or 2 weeks. No, it was 2 weeks ago. And Tommy's the executive director over at Genesis Recovery. And Genesis Recovery, just so you can kind of know what's going on, they're connected to the Rock Church, and they're connected to restoring people physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually for drug abuse and alcohol abuse. Genesis Recovery is a rock-solid place. Got that? Rock-solid place. To go, if you're really struggling, if you need some help, you need to talk to somebody and get kind of got it through. These holiday seasons make it a little tougher for some people. And it gets to be more difficult. There's a lot more bar activity. There's a lot more drinking. There's a lot more drug use. And some people use the holidays as kind of an escape. And if you're in that position where you're really struggling, man, and you're hurting, listen, give these people a call. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. You can also go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. If you want to get involved by getting involved with ministry or getting involved in helping them or participating with them, you can also do that. You just want to talk to Tommy. He's the executive director there. But this is for people that are struggling or for people that want to help people that are struggling, alcohol or drugs, whatever the case may be. I certainly understand the process and going through there. And you really, really, even at a minimum, if you guys can keep them in prayer, this is going to be a heavy season for them. So we want it to go well. Okay? Okay. All right, that being said, I think we're going to have to get into DDD, and our DDD is going to be, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? Intense. Maybe that's, is that okay to say have an intense DDD?
As long as we're talking about camping.
Okay. You know, you and that intense thing. Because now every time I say intense, I'm going to think about somebody sleeping in a tent.
My boys deal with this all the time.
Oh, my goodness. You know, they have things for that to keep the kids in line. They're called cattle prods. Anyway, here's the first one we're going to do. This is one that people aren't going to necessarily like. They're going to go, Dave, Dave. And then the second one, they're going to like less. I can't do anything about it. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 30. For those that listen to the show, I'm doing Deuteronomy. I'm reading that in the New American Standard Version and New American Standard Bible, and I'm reading Deuteronomy, and then I'm also reading Luke in the Holman Christian version. This is going to come out of Deuteronomy. This is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2 through 3. You can just, you know, for the abbreviation, I just do D-E-U-T.
Way ahead of you, David.
Oh, never mind. Chapter 30, verse 2 through 3. It says this. And you return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and soul, according to all that I command you today, you and your sons, then, anytime I read this in scripture, I see something's going on. It says, when you return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and soul, according to all that I command you today, you and your sons, then, okay. I want to talk about restoration as a Christian. There's a lot of people, we just talked about Genesis Recovery, and there's a lot of people who go in spiritual modes where they need restoration and recovery. Now, for those that know what I'm talking about, there's a lot of people that have been involved in Christianity, and you got connected to a church or connected to a group or connected to whatever. It doesn't matter. And in that connection, there are many opportunities because we're dealing human to human for opportunities to be burned and to be hurt. And sometime this month, I'm going to be sharing some of the processes that I personally went through, because I understand that not just being burned, but burning other people. I understand what that is because I've been through it on both sides of the scale, and I've had to repent on both sides of the scale, to be really honest. And the bottom line is, when we're looking for this restoration, when we're looking for a place to come back to the Lord, when we're looking for this element where we connect back to the kingdom of God and get back involved in fellowship with people, because we're going to forgive what's taken place in the past, ask God to use that to teach us, grow us, give us wisdom, give us insight, but not abandon fellowship because of it. When we make that decision and we're going to come before the Lord, there's a big, 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 big key in that. A big key in restoration, a big key in recovery, a big key in the process is this. And when you return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart. Let me explain something to you that some people aren't going to want to hear, and it's even tough to say sometimes, but that is what it is. When we come to the Lord and we're looking for restoration, we're looking for a return, we're looking for a recovery, you and I, we cannot come to him with half a heart. You cannot come to the Lord and keep back 50% in your back pocket because you're trying to protect yourself, because you think, or I think, that our self-protection system is better than God's system. Can't do it. Can't do it. You can't come back to the Lord and find a full restoration, a full recovery, a full walking in of the redemption if we're going to do it with half a heart. We have to be in all the way, not some of the way, all the way. And for those of us who have been hurt and we're using that pain to keep distance, that's wrong. Yeah, it's terrible that somebody hurt you. Awful. And does God want you to walk around wounded and feel the misery and dark clouds on your head? No. But does he understand you've gone through that process? Yes. Was he, Jesus himself, wounded by his very own creation? Yes. At a minimum, can't you understand that that process you went through gives you a somewhat identifiable connection to Jesus? Yes. It gives you some, not full, some idea of how to connect. But when you come to the Lord, you come back to him and you're ready, you got to let go of the bitterness, but you can't come with half a heart. You have to come all in. You can't come before the Lord and go, I'll give you 10% of my life. You can't get away with giving a tithe of your life. You have to give 100% and let the Lord teach you and guide you. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I'm sorry you went through it. Yeah, the Lord hurts for you because you're his own child. But no, you can't keep being a prodigal. You can't keep running away, and you can't keep raising your fist against fellowship. Can't do it. So you come back. Here's my response. Come back with the Lord, all of your heart into the Lord. Ask him for the redemption. Ask him for the recovery. Ask him for the restoration, but go all the way. Don't be a 50% Christian, because there's really no such thing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Wow, was that intense? And when we come back, more camping. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Experience a magical desert getaway to the new La Costa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. This iconic resort has reopened after a huge makeover. See it soon with $189 deluxe rooms with breakfast for two through December 30th. Visit LaCostaDelZorroResort.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis, and on the line with me, I've got my friend Tracy from Monte Vista Village. So many things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. Hi. This time of year, the residents of Monte Vista are gearing up for all the festivities of the holidays. And we have our first party of December on Tuesday the 3rd from 2 to 4. We'll be celebrating holiday tastes of the world. Remember when December meant baking those special cookies and delights you gave to your neighbors? Well, come and join us and regain that exciting feeling of the holidays and sample treats people from all around the world enjoy this time of year. If you haven't had a chance to visit us yet and see what I've been talking about all these months, this is a fun event to join in on. Remember the spirit of the holidays with us and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. For reservations, please call us at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number for Monte Vista Village is 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Do me a favor, folks. Don't forget about Toys for Joy. There's a couple of really good things going on, not just their event that's taking place Saturday, December 14th, but go to kprz.com, get more information about Toys for Joy so that we can be given them. Come on, how nice is that to be able to give a child a present and let them know that somebody loves them? And I'm kind of fed up with the, well, you know, then you're talking about Jesus. That's right, because I'd rather talk about Jesus, about somebody loving that child, than tell them how great the atheists are. You got a problem with that? Tough. I mean, nobody cares about that. Just go to Toys for Joy. You can go to KPRZ to click on the Toys for Joy banner. You can also, by the way, if you're a business benefactor, now this is kind of cool, $1,000 if you give to Toys for Joy, you get 20 60-second fully produced commercials on KPRZ. That's nice. Very cool. And we had the crew on last week, and they did a wonderful job. It was like 2 weeks ago or a week ago from Friday, and they did a great job sharing. And it's, you know, connected to the Rock Church, and they take the opportunity to be servants to the community. And if anybody has a problem with that, there's something wrong, because there should be no problem with that. Zero. Zippity. Zippity is in zero is in negativity. So we had Debbie Smith on, and we had Margaret Diggs on. They were great. And Miles was on, too. But then it was, you know, it's fun to have the ladies in there and talking about it. Man, I don't know if you know that, but Debbie, she's been there 17 years. Debbie Smith's been
doing that. That's
pretty impressive. That's unbelievable. That's incredible. I'm impressed with that. Right. We were just talking about being 100% in and so on and so forth. And when I talk about that, that was a pretty good DDD because it was intense and important and so on. It's important to note that there's always some connection, oftentimes, in the DDDs and in the news. Unintentional, it just happens to be there. And I pulled this off the wire earlier today. It was what Representative Jim McDermott said. And it's this kind of statement. Now, I'm going to be softer, kinder, and gentler, but not in this segment. How's that? Is that a nice way to say it? I'm a softer, gentler, kinder David Spoon. Just not right now. Okay? Is that a good way to do that? That's not bad. Representative Jim McDermott. Now, I don't agree with his politics, and so everybody knows I'm in it. For those that are thinking, Dave, he's an ultra-conservative, right-wing kind of... No, I'm not. Oh, he's a leaning lefty, whatever. No, I'm not. I'm a top center guy. I vote Bible. I think Bible. I vote Bible. That's what I do. It's like, look, and you, well, this candidate believes this. Yeah, but I'm going to go with the Bible. I'm going to go with what the Word of God says. That's just what I'm going to use.
Also, remember this. The last time I checked, Jesus wasn't running for office, even though he would be a nice guy to vote for.
Yeah, nice guy to vote for. That was a good line. Nice guy to vote for. You know, that's what happened to Mike Huckabee, isn't it?
Yep.
I heard his show got canceled today on the radio.
Did it really?
Yep. Tough day. And then he was getting all kinds of garbage because he's not Rush. He's not Rush. That's right. But that's why we have vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, because he's not Rush. That's why we have McDonald's, Burger King, and Jack in the
Box.
That's
why I like Neapolitan.
There you go. Escape it. But when the politicians step into the realm, now what's the realm? When they step anywhere between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, I feel it necessary to make sure that it's somewhat accurate in the portrayal. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just irks me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just irkable. Is irkable a word?
No, but there is Steve Urkel.
Okay. I've been irkled because when this happens, I no ill will, nothing. I'm strictly talking about what's being talked about. So Representative, Democrat out of Washington, Jim McDermott said on Must Speak Nasty About Bible Christians, MSNBC, he said this. He said, when Jesus had those 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he didn't charge food stamps. He didn't ask anybody how much money they had. Now, wait, I want to say something real quickly. That is correct. Representative Jim McDermott. Jesus did not ask how much money anybody had who was following him. You know what he did ask? He asked that they would give 100% of their lives to Jesus. He asked that they would make Jesus Lord in their lives. He asked and just told those people just prior, you must be willing to lay down your life for the kingdom. So while I will agree with Representative Jim McDermott about saying Jesus didn't ask for food stamps, you're right, Representative Jim. He asked for 1 trillion times more. He asked for a person's heart to be pulled out to stop living selfishly, live selflessly, to die so that you can live, to give up the pursuits of the flesh and seek the kingdom of God first. What Jesus asked for was 100% in commitment. Now, it's ironic because we just talked about having a heart and going all in just now, right, in that last segment. And I want to say that I think Representative Jim McDermott's right. Jesus didn't ask for food stamps. He asked for a lot more. He didn't ask for an 8-hour day job. He asked for 24/7. And he asked for that commitment to be active and ongoing and never ending and the absolute priority of all those people's lives. Now, look, it had been easier to ask for food stamps. Would have been easier. Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm trying to be, I can say it softer. Jesus, he didn't ask for food stamps. He asked for your heart. Okay. Is that softer? Well, it's gentler, I guess. I should be I better go. I'm leaving. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Bye. and you brave. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to look at Facebook posts, because that's something we got to do, too.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
My dad's in prison, and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine, too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach six hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to six children. To say thank you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree keepsake ornament for your tree and the inspirational book Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, there's no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 years or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him for the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. Don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Hi, this is Noah Dingley here with news from KPRZ. Now, KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half price the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com, click on the half price tuition banner to see the participating Christian schools. To qualify, you must be able to put the entire 2013-2014 half-price tuition amount on your credit card. Choose from top Christian schools throughout San Diego County. It's not too late to start planning early for your child's school choice this fall. For details and a complete list of schools to choose from, log on kprz.com and then click on the half-price tuitions banner. Again, log on kprz.com and click on the half-price tuitions banner. And then get ready to secure a school for your child. Remember, log on kprz.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the... that cut off pretty fast, didn't it? It's like, welcome back. Zip. Okie dokie. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk, where we can drop sound as fast as you can blink. That's pretty good, huh?
Stop. Back to the dust with thee.
That's what I said. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend, Eric Holloway. Eric coming in. So he's coming in Friday at 3 p.m. He was supposed to be here Wednesday. And that, but, you know, holidays and da-da-da-da. And so now he'll be here Friday. So, Eric, I know you're listening, so I'll see you Friday at 3 p.m. Here's the thing about Excalibur Roofing. Look outside. Just do it right now. You can look outside. Now, you can't, I don't want you looking up if you're driving. I don't want you texting or I don't want you to do anything weird. You can listen to your radio when you're driving, but don't be doing any weird stuff, okay? It looks okay, but let me tell you what you're going to see tomorrow. Drip, 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 drip. Rain is coming. Now, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. What they said is in the next 45 days, there are 17 possible rain days. Hey, that's a lot better than I did. Okay, that sounds better. So anyway, if you've got a roof and you're not sure, or you're like, you know, I better have this thing checked out, you better call Excalibur Roofing, because you can count on the quality of service they're going to bring you. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com, get information about the company, kind of like peruse it. It's a little more than a brochure site, so they got some good stuff on there as well. You can hit the contact us button. Even if you're just trying to get some general information, the estimates are free. They work on new roof, old roof, repairs. They do the whole thing, but they do it as unto the Lord, and that's the key. And we'll be seeing Eric later this week. Okay. Now that we went through the first music, by the way, nobody's actually guessed that music. Isn't that amazing?
And we're going to keep playing it until someone gets it.
Yeah. It's amazing. I cannot believe. Now, there are people out there that know what this is from. They know what this is from. I'm telling you, you know where it's from. You got to just think. Think about it.
Maybe they'll figure it out tonight.
Maybe. Maybe that's...
On
you
a
know,
show.
I don't, you know, it just makes me, it's like, it makes me laugh. It's like rickles in and out of my body kind of thing. Anyway, can we do our R&B, R&B thingy, R&B? There we go.
Man,
no, dog. There you go. Okay, so our Facebook post today, I did the Facebook post like at 6-something. You know, I get up, I take the dog out, I come back, and while I'm walking the dog, I'm thinking about, Lord, what's a good thing to talk about? What's a good thing to think about? So the Facebook post is this. Then I'll tell you what the question was that I asked going along with the post. The passage was Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Now, there are many of you out there, oh, I know that one. Oh, I know that one. And here's what that one says. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Okay. Now, how many people need their strength renewed? Robo producer, do you often need your strength renewed?
Would you every
say,
day.
Every day. Would you say even maybe multiple times a day?
Oh, sometimes we're talking five times.
Five times. Is it five times? Is it five, ten? So can it be more? Is it? Have you ever had?
I've had times where it might be once or twice. I've had other times where it's just like every single thing that happens during the day goes wrong. You know, maybe 10, 15 times. Wow. You just got to keep turning back to the Lord.
Okay, so here's what the passage says, and here was the challenge. See that? Well, I'm using that word kind of in a fluidic context. The challenge, right? The statement says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength." And so here was the question posed. How do you, I'm not asking me, I'm asking you, how do you, as the audience listener, how do you wait upon the Lord? What do you do to wait? Now, the question is this. We know that if we wait for the Lord, that we're going to renew our strength. How do you go about doing that? If you have an answer, but you don't really ever want to talk on the radio, it's like radio scary, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com, or you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, and just answer the post. Here's the question. If you're supposed to wait on the Lord, because waiting on the Lord will renew your strength, it'll bring newness and freshness to your strength, what do you do? I don't want you to tell me what everybody else should do, because that there's a sense of arrogance there. What I'm looking for is, what do you do to wait upon the Lord? What do you do? What's your process? Some people, it might be I worship before the Lord. Some people, it might be I turn to Scripture. Some people could come up with this, that. But I'm not asking for you to answer that for everybody. I'm just asking you to answer that for you. The reason that I'm doing that is because if I get to share what some of those answers are, that sharing of that might be a real blessing for those who struggle to figure out how to wait upon the Lord. And so that you're sharing what you do might just simply be a blessing for somebody who's trying to figure it out. So I just want you to kind of think that through. What do you do? What do you do to wait upon the Lord? What's your process? How do you hang in there? See how it's different for everybody? You get what I'm saying on that, Robo? It's like it's a different process. People go about it differently. What do you think?
I could have, you know, problem X, Y, and Z on one day, and it might affect me in such a way. You might have the same problems. It doesn't affect you, or God gives you a completely different solution. So the communication is different.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that different people can listen to different ideas helps people generate in their process. Hey, maybe I should try this, or maybe I can do this, or maybe.
And sometimes, like if you're friends, like if I go through something and I know that you can benefit from it, and I'll tell you, and maybe God will use me to help you go through whatever you're going through.
Yeah, that's like helping one another. Wait, it's like loving one. Wait. Like loving one another. Oh my, it's like Christianity. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's a DDD, or it's news, or a little of both.
I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, president of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina, Barbie, and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
For one night only, Jackson & Associates Sports Entertainment Management presents An Evening of Hope with Grammy Award winner and gospel praise powerhouse Israel Houghton and New Breed.
Anybody got a testimony? Do you mind if I just tell my story?
On Friday, December 6th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., An Evening of Hope comes to the historic Balboa Theater with a concert benefiting City of Hope Hospital and Cancer Research Center.
Wait,
start the Christmas holiday season with an opportunity to come together to honor the memory of loved ones who have been lost to cancer and pay tribute to those who have survived their battles with cancer. Tickets and information, contact San Diego Theaters Ticketing at 619-570-1100. That's 619-570-1100. Or visit Ticketmaster.com.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record in 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because
I got to have more cowbell.
Got to have more cowbell. We're going to do a DDD. Now, you guys know, I'm assuming you know, that I try to do the best I can, just like anybody else, to be led by the Lord. I mean, I just don't do everything right or perfect. Or if you want to know if I'm doing everything perfect, no. Yeah, I sound like a Muppet. How can I do perfect on the radio? That doesn't negate us learning, growing together, and being challenged together.
There's no escape.
Yeah, and there's going to be no escape from this. Go ahead and play the Keith Green sound clip. Go ahead and play that.
To obey is better than sacrifice. I don't need your money.
All right, that sound clip is from Keith Green, who did a song, and the song was To Obey is Better Than Sacrifice. It's actually called No Compromise. Uh-oh, Christianity, No Compromise. Ah, but Dave, it's all about compromising. Well, if you're a Buddhist, I suppose, but not if you're a Christian. It doesn't work that way. And in this passage that we're going to review, you're going to find out how intense that was. Now, how great was that music where he goes, To Obey is Better Than Sacrifice, I don't need your money, I want your life. See, some people do this payoff with God. Oh, if I give here, I won't have to do anything. It's like a payoff, like he's the mob. It's like, come on. Or this other line, to obey is better than sacrifice. I want more. It's more than Sundays and Wednesday nights. Oh, that is just so great. If you don't understand what that means, then that's a problem. Actually, that's a potential problem. Here's the passage we're going to look at. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now, I'm going to split these up. Verse 11, verse 15, and verse 17. So it's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11, verse 15, and verse 17. This that I share with you today, I share with myself. Okay, is that a nice way to put that? This softer, kinder, gentler ouch. Here's what verse 11 says. For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. Uh-oh. What do you mean? Wait, back up. What? This commandment which I command you today, Moses talking to the children of Israel, this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. Now, the commandment that Moses gave, and here's the greatest part about it, I got a whole DDD on this, is understanding that to obey, obedience, is not, it's not a strict adherence to the law. You're going to find out the word obedience in the Hebrew means to listen to the voice of God. Obedience in Hebrew literally means to listen to the voice of God. And here, the commandment to obey, here's what Moses said. It's not too difficult for you, and it's not out of your reach. You can, we can't come back to the Lord and go, man, it's too much. It's too much, especially because of the way that Jesus summarized the law and the prophets into understanding that to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself is the whole, the heart of the law itself. And to walk in that in your own power is not doable, but in the power of the Holy Spirit is doable. Hence, it is not too difficult for you. It is not out of reach. And people are going, yeah, yeah, but Dave, Moses said that to the children of Israel. Hey, guess what? Jesus said that to the people that were listening to him. And since Jesus ascended, he gave the Holy Spirit. There's no excuse for you, no matter what you want to say about what was going on with Israel and Moses and the children of Israel and their process doesn't apply to you right now. Jesus ascended. The Holy Spirit came because he was glorified. And the bottom line is that commandment for you and I, not too difficult. Not out of reach. It's doable. Verse 15 and the big ouch. Ready? Don't get mad at me, folks. I'm just reading it. Verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. Ouch. Wait, what? Verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. The first thing Moses commands the children of Israel is he says, commandment's not too difficult, not out of reach. Second thing that comes out is set before you today life and prosperity or death and adversity. Uh-oh. I don't know if I like where this is going. Wait a minute. That song again, to obey is better than sacrifice. Can you play that again for me, Robo Producer, that Obey song, that Keith Green song? Can we play that again? You pull that up.
To obey is better than sacrifice. I don't need your money. I want your life. To obey is better than sacrifice. I want more than Sundays and Wednesday nights.
All right, here we go. So to obey is better than sacrifice. Moses gives us the understanding through Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. The commandment is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It's doable. Verse 15, see, I have set before you today life and prosperity. That sounds good. Death and adversity. That doesn't sound good. What's the key to all these things? Verse 17. It says this, but if your heart turns away, and you will not obey. Uh-oh. The commandment is not beyond us. It's within our reach. And how we go about this is a life in prosperity or a death in adversity. It's life or death. Which one do we want? Then verse 17, he says, but if your heart turns away and you will not obey, here's the key to the whole thing. Three words. And you will. That means, and you choose, and you decide, and you select. The commandment is not too difficult. It's not out of our reach. It's set before us, life and prosperity or death and adversity. Which are we going to choose? Verse 17, if you will not obey, if we make the decision not to obey, then we're headed towards death and adversity. Here's the key. To obey is better than sacrifice. You want to know what obedience requires? Ready? Ready for the big key? Your decision. Yeah, all the stuff that you hear, all the big theologies, all the big complex components of how this works from a soteriology and a hamartiology point of view, all of that grand stuff, all of the sanctification, all of that stuff comes down to this. God's going to look at you and say, what did you decide? What did you choose? Did you choose life and prosperity, or did you choose death and adversity? It's not beyond your grasp, my son, my daughter. It's not beyond your grasp. It's not too difficult for you. It's not out of reach. There's life and there's death. What are you choosing? Tell me, what are you choosing? And you know that you know what you're choosing. And don't be misled. God knows what you're choosing. But don't deceive yourselves. I should not deceive myself. It's still based on a decision we make. It's like, we got free will. Oh, we got the sovereignty, and we got predestination. Hey, guess what? Guess what? You make a decision. You bear that responsibility. That fact that God knows what that decision is irrelevant to the fact that you still need to make a decision. Choosing life or choosing death. Choosing to walk in the commandments or choosing to walk away from the commandments. What is it that you and I will do? Because whatever that will is going to be our decision. Wow. Ouch. Can you take the knife out of my back? Thank you very much. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I need a Band-Aid.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Volkswagen Service Express. Fast in and out regular maintenance for your VW. No appointment needed. Dedicated service lanes and expert techs. Quick in and out. Find Volkswagen Service Express at your local Volkswagen dealers.
So, you have relatives coming to your home for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet. How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. It's easy. Call or book online. Zero Res uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green, you can drink it, and I have. Their patented alkaline water cleans better. No one else has it, but nothing but the best for your family, of course, right? So much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today. Get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a measly $99. $99 and get a free haul with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego for the $99 special. Zero Res.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It likes stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels vehicles while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Well, you may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble, and you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk.
Maybe the Lord, but you're going to have to serve.
I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Doesn't matter what you say. That's the funniest part about that. It doesn't matter how intellectually smart or how intellectually advanced you may feel or seem to be. You have to serve somebody. And it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. And for those that are like, there's no devil, good job, you're already serving him. that's how good he is. He's just a little more intellectual than thee. Anyway, that's an intense one, huh? You got to kind of make a decision. You got to decide, and you got to choose. Are you choosing life? You're not choosing life? It's a pretty intense element. Okay, so a couple things I do want to cover before we exit the building. Do you guys know what that means? Exit the building before we exit the building. And here it is. Now, this is one of those weird, I think I'll do this because I feel like I want to keep on that same spiritual vein. Sorry, if I stay spiritual, can I stay semi-spiritual?
That's my exit cue.
Does that mean yes or no? I don't know if that meant yes or no. I don't know what that meant. Let me give you this passage.
Yes.
It's called The Passage of Presence and Prevailing. I only have 3 minutes, but I want it to count. The Passage of Presence and Prevailing. Is that a good that's a good description? All right, listen to this. This is something joyful to go out with. It's good to know. Passage of Presence and Prevailing, Deuteronomy 31:6. We had 3 DDDs from Deuteronomy. If you say Deuteronomy 19 times fast and in Yiddish with a British slang, you still don't get to go to heaven without Jesus. Okay. Here it is, The Passage of Presence and Prevailing, Deuteronomy 31:6 says this: be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or tremble, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Okay? Wow. That's a nice verse, right? That's a pretty nice verse. Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or tremble, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. First and foremost, be strong and courageous. Be bold and full of courage. You know, you don't have to face life with fear. In fact, the very next part of the verse says, don't walk in fear. And too many of us walk in fear, which has been said many times, that fear is faith in the wrong direction. Hey, here's what I know about fear for sure. It takes away from our faith. It reduces our faith in its quality and quantity. And we can't afford that. Be bold and full of courage. Don't walk in fear. Here's the reason why. The Lord your God is the one who goes with you. You want to know why we don't have to be afraid? You want to know why we can be bold? You want to know why we can have courage? God is with us. And just in case somebody forgot to tell you, you and God makes a majority. Okay? That's how it works. And then it says this: he will not fail you or forsake you. And this is the human part that's hard. He will not fail you. He will not let us down. How many of you have been in a relationship where the person has let you down? How many of you have been in a serious relationship, committed, marital, best friend, family-oriented relationship where you have been let down? How painful was that letdown? The reason they call it down, is for a reason. The reason it's a downer is there's a reason behind it. Well, God won't let you down. You might not understand. I might not grasp what he's doing, but he will never let us down. And then he promises this. He will not fail you or forsake you. He will not only not let us down, double negative, but he won't walk away from us either. Sometimes when people let us down, they let us down by walking away from us, by leaving, by abandoning. The promise from God is simple. He will never let us down. He will never walk away from us. How cool is that? That's right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break. We're coming back tomorrow, and the insanity of Spoonanity continues. We'll see you then.
Now it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve some.